Love's fairest youth in blooming May stood musing by a river's side, where the bright goddess of the day had decked the plain in glorious pride. Then laurels green crowned Bonnie Jean, and secret flames spread constancy. Almighty Jove soon from above fixed love's sweet passions in her eye. God Cupid and his golden rays with speed towards the fountain drew. He at a distance views the blaze and hopes to make it change its hue. Then whispers fast with glances past, and raptures flew their breasts between. A trembling air did seize the fair and stop the course of Bonnie Jean. The wreaths of gold about her neck did with a splendid luster shine. The crystal streams seemed to reflect her beauty that appeared divine. Love's murmur sweet was there complete, and fancy was supplied by art. They popped for day, prolonged its ray, and quittered in the female's heart. Hyperion with golden care did from the eastern ocean move, and blustering Mars, that god of war, in glistering arms approached the grove. Then Pallas' wife did first advise who best affects the charmer's love. If Mars or he, Apollo be fit to compete with powerful Jove, still Cupid seemed to fear no harm. He strikes the charmer to the heart and gives her beauty an alarm to raise an act a lover's part. With killing eyes to Mars she flies and sets the warlike god apart. She leaves the grove to follow love and thanks kind Cupid for the dart. No more she'll hover o'er the plains or view the water's empty shoals. No more she'll use amongst the swains that bears a sway in Cupid's vault. Her eyes a lamp to Venus' camp, where soft perfuming flames do burn. The robes of green, despised by Jean, are only fit for those that mourn.